pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho, é o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho, é um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol, é a noite, é a morte, é o laço, o anzol, é peroba do campo,
é o pau da madeira,
canga, candeia,
é uma quinta pereira,
é madeira de vento, é um mistério profundo,
é o queira ou não queira,
é o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira, é a viga, é o bão, festa da cumeira,
é a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira das águas de março, é o fim da canseira,
é o pé, é o chão,
é a mastradeira,
passarinho na mão,
pedra de atiradeira,
é uma ave no céu,
é uma ave no chão,
é um regato, é uma fonte,
é um pedaço de pão,
é o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho, no rosto desgosto, é um pouco sozinho, é um estrepe,
é um frevo,
é uma ponta,
é um ponto,
é um pingo,
engano,
é uma conta,
é um ponto,
é um peixe, é um gesto,
é uma pata brilhante.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections May 16th, Wednesday edition, 2007. Daryl Bradford Smith is my name. Been about 8 days since I did a file with you folks, and thought it would be a good idea to maybe touch bases with you. I've been trying to take care of personal business here and cut down a little bit on the show because we've been light on funds, and so I just keep a minimum amount of effort into this. We've been putting news stories up that I think are important. And Eric's been taking a look at information. We're still trying to get people to care about Chris Bolin's plight. It looks like he's going to be going through with that trial starting very shortly, I think in a week and a half or so. Very important that people who are interested, and I hope all of you have some interest in it, do something for Chris because he's out there in the breeze. You know, as we all will be if we don't band together. And I wonder sometimes if it's even possible for people to even stick together against these crimes. You know, I look around me and, it's, you know, people all have their own agendas and that's the way it works these days, I guess. And, you know, I've never really cared about people's religious beliefs if they kept them to themselves. And I didn't care about people's previous political parties or their drug use or their whatever they did or didn't do. As long as they were interested in some of the facts regarding criminal Zionism. And they didn't want to make it personal, you know, about the battle here. This is basically, if you go back and take a look at our files, what we've been able to do here on the French Connection is really add a lot to Carol Valentine's original work and carry on from people like Nesta Webster and, Kostler's work over there, the 13th Tribe, and then get a couple of perspectives from modern day people who've looked into this for a long time and point you in the direction of finding much of the information on your own. If you want to take a look at the stuff that's out there, we always would try to point you where to find it. I didn't personally write most of the information that we see on the site, and in fact didn't research all of it myself. In fact, many of the listeners have sent me the information that I ended up looking at myself, reading it myself, and then ultimately posting it on the site because I was vetted and it looked legitimate and honest, and lo and behold, the information has turned out to be just that. Over time, we've been able to glean an honest amount of information from what we've looked at. So, it's a simple story, and we're still fighting it, and it's actually heating up where I live here in France. We've just elected here in France probably the most virulent Zionist leader in the Western world, and that's a frightening thought for all of us here. And I can tell you that a lot of the French public, while their television sets are telling them how wonderful this guy is, the public is scared of this guy, or at least half of them are. And there are indications that he really didn't even win this thing. And again, I pointed to the fact that Ségolène Royal may have just been a John Kerry French style. It looked like to me during the last parts of this campaign she was doing almost everything she could to mess it up. So anyway, so it's looking rather bleak for the French Republic. And, of course, now they're trying to put in – here's a great one. They're going to have voting machines for every precinct in France by the next presidential election. So it's finished for them. Over. Done with. There'll never be another win for the good guys, or there could never be a win for the good. I don't think there has been a win for the good guys in generations, but there can't be anymore. We don't even have the hope of having the good guys win. And then, you know, big stink, big to-do being made about this guy Ron Paul. And whoever's supporting Ron Paul needs to take another look at this guy. I mean, he's just out there barking the same lies, the 9/11 lies, the Osama bin Laden lies, the Al-Qaeda lies. The guys, the most important truths that need to be told are being omitted by this man or actually supported. The lies are being supported by him. So what is his real job out there? Is he that he's just afraid to say the truth because he might be taken out or something? Or is he part of this criminal network that is just trying to add another flavor to the opposition that is just false, a false opposition? And I would, you know, based upon his working relationship with Alex Jones and the things that I saw in this debate recently, that the bold-faced lies about 9/11 and about Al-Qaeda and the rest of it, and even alluding to Osama bin Laden being alive when every indication, every news report and everything that you can possibly read about the guy indicates he's dead and has been dead for, you know, several years. So what is this guy, Ron Paul? I don't know. You know, another radical so-called religious guy, which leads me to the next crook that just got met his demise there, Falwell. You know, oh, good riddance to the he's the original American Zionist supporter, Christian Zionist nut job, a Hagee originator, a Dobson, a nut job, and. You know, when you take a look at religion, like the jihadists from Muslim countries or the you know, these guys that tape a box on their head and wiggle back and forth at that wall in Jerusalem, or Scientologists, or any of these people, you look at them and you go, my God, what is the problem here with this stuff? And I use in colloquial English, my God. But there are Christians out there, the Zionist Christians and others, who are every bit as nuts as a jihadist Muslim. And most of them are in America. And it's been my experience that if you can sell people on this radicalized Christianity and Muslim stuff and the rest of it, you end up with a very malleable and very easily duped audience. Been my experience, and you may not agree with me, but I don't really care whether you do or you don't, whether you agree with me or you don't. And you know, over time, I have to try to straddle a fence with these groups, with the people from the Muslim faith who want to support us, and people from the Christian faith who want to support us, and people from. But then there's been an element of a radicalized religion that has tried to force me into boxes and tried to force me into positions from every stripe of religion. And that includes all of the religions you can think of, except I have not been courted by Scientologists, fortunately, because I think they're probably the craziest of all. But I'm sick of it. It's nonsense. The whole bloody shooting match of it is crazy. And I think anybody who can buy into all of that dogma and all of that stuff and all of that smoke and all of the waving of the wands and all of the goofy hats and the rest of it, I think they're perfect dupes for the rest of the lies that are being told. And that's why I think, by and large, the world has gone down this sick path to enslavement. I really do. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be a faithful person to good behavior, good beliefs, and of course we don't all adhere to that every time we wake up in the morning, but the principles of it can be a goal, and you know, working hard in this crazy vulgar world that we live in to try and do better, even when you don't always succeed. But trying is I guess, the main goal, because perfection's out of the question. We're humans. We screw up. We don't always get our behaviors perfectly right. But I think, by and large, as a group, because America is so radicalized by religion, I think they are the easiest to lie to. And I think it leads into this, the same mentality leads into over-patriotic behavior, which leads to people blindly following their leaders' edicts and decision-making. And I believe that most of the problems that we face in both the United States and Europe, and the world for that matter, are organized religious-based in almost every instance. And I don't support that kind of thinking. I don't support it, never have. And I think it allows us to be used by these people at the top. And I don't think these people at the top give out one rat's patootie about whether or not you believe or you don't believe in a supreme being or not. I think they use it as a tool of control. I think it's a pablum for the dimstick masses, is what I think. And of course, that's going to get me a lot of hate mail from ex-listeners or listeners who want to quit now or all the rest of it. But you know what? Fighting a war with people around you who are mentally ill is dangerous for you, because 9 out of 10 times they turn around and start shooting at you. What we need is clear-headed people. We need people who are interested in finding out why we're being used, how we're being used, what the methods, the mode, the goals of this controlling group are. Of course, it is to have an easy time of it and have their way with the population, and they're getting that by and large. I don't see them losing any of the battles, really, and. You know, and to get involved in this stuff and to have people, try to push me in directions toward their particular belief and religion makes me want to be sick. Okay, and so I'm going to ask you people out there, if you want to keep it about the research about what these crooks are doing, fine. I'm all about that, and we're going to continue to try to put out that information for you as best we know how. But if you're about trying to have me sign on to your radicalized Christian agenda or your radicalized Jewish or Muslim agenda, please don't come to my site anymore, and please don't write me anymore. I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to know about you. I want you to be part of the past and not part of any future that we're trying to elicit here, because by and large you are the problem, not the solution. And that's been my take on this for a very long time. However, you know, I've tried to keep everybody, because if I said that you know, finding, Muhammad flying to see God on a winged horse is nonsense, then certain Muslims are going to say, no, he really did that. And then if I say, well, nobody could feed, the masses with a piece of bread by splitting it, I mean, no, you're wrong. And then if Scientologists, coming up saying that we're space aliens are going to take us, or if I'm a Hale-Bopp person or an animist or a Taoist, or a Shivaist or a Hindu, and having, God Shiva'd with the 90 arms or whatever floating around. I mean, where does this end? And, the adherence to these kinds of ideas are in the billions. And it's a frightful state of affairs when you take a look at it all. But if you can keep it about the research, you can keep it about what you find when you dig through the documents or dig through the archives or the interviews of other people or events on the ground or first-person reports that indicate that there are people willing to commit ultimate crimes to have more power, to have more prestige, to have more control or more money or more influence. And when you find out that most of the people in that group come from a single ethnic group, and that many people within that same ethnic group are no part of it. And you know that there are Ashkenazi Jewish people in this world who don't know anything about this supremacy. They're not billionaires. They might be an engineer, or they might be a rubbish collector. Who knows what they are? But the fact is, they have nothing to do with it. And so all of a sudden, see, if I've got supporters on my MySpace that happen to be Jewish, all of a sudden, I'm supporting this, the Jewish agenda. I'm certainly not supporting any agenda of any religion. I am trying here to point out that we have a single mafia, a single group that has taken over the Western world and is now making inroads into taking over everything. That is what I see. That's what I have seen. That's what I've been proven through research. And of course, rumor and innuendo play a big role in trying to silence myself, Eric, or Bolin, whether it be about where I live or about the color of my wife or about the fact of if I have hepatitis or if I have a cirrhosis of the liver from drinking. Well, the simple fact of the matter is most of that stuff is none of anybody's business. But I don't have cirrhosis. I have a viral problem that has nothing to do with alcohol, but yet somebody will say that I'm a lush. And does that mean I haven't drank? No, I've had drinks even when I'm not supposed to. Does that mean I'm dying of cirrhosis? No, but see, people will run with that. People will run with the fact that I live in a foreign country. The fact that my wife is over here, somebody writes down that she happens to be African, and which is not true, but they wrote it anyway, and all of a sudden I see 50 emails that come in about it. The fact that I talk to people who have been writing very cogent and important things that I read, and I get in touch with them, all of a sudden makes me their stepfather or their mentors or whatever. When you start looking at this kind of stuff, you start saying to yourself, and most of it is coming from some radicalized religious imbecile. And I tell all of these people to just where to shove it. And so, you know, this is a terrible way to have a file here, folks. But you know what? When you take a look at the trouble this way of thinking has caused us all, then I think it's high time that we started looking at the way these people are presenting this stuff and the way they're claiming to be supporters of the work. And it's really about the work, isn't it? It's about finding out about the Rahm Emanuel's family and Rahm Emanuel's power in the Democrat Party or Mulman's power in the Republican Party or how the Hollywood was taken over by listening to Mr. Fagan and then updating it to Spielberg and to Oliver Stone and to finding out all of the rest of the stuff. And, you know, when you start taking a look at the people behind it, it really is about a group who has ingratiated itself, who has enriched itself, and then who is feeding off of each other's success to steal even more of our freedoms and more of our wealth and more of our futures from us, instead of about the rest of the stuff that I had just got done discussing with you. So it needs to be thought about, all this stuff, you know. Now, you don't need to agree with me about any of these things, except if you take a look at the research and you listen to the interviews and the files and things, and you know that these things actually bear out if you look into them, then the rest of the stuff is superfluous. It's superflu. You know, I've got people even saying that I don't know how to speak French, I don't live in France, I don't. It's the stuff that comes out, or that. I must be a bad guy because I claim to want to use Skype, but I don't use it. Or if you go back to wake up from your slumber, this guy Poseidon's nonsense, the stuff that comes out, and it's all about division. It's about obfuscation. It's about detouring you from the facts. And many of you out there in the listening audience, this 7, 8, 10,000 people that we get from on different points, you all may not know about all this stuff because you may not even bother looking into it, but I can tell you that there has been a concerted effort by many groups to keep us small, which is beneficial to whom? You figure out who that benefits. It doesn't certainly benefit the changing of the guard. And, you know, the fact that we have cretins like Alex Jones out there promoting a guy like Ron Paul, and Ron Paul's out there saying 9/11 was done by Osama bin Laden from his cave in who knows where. Well, what's that all about, guys? You know, and we've tried to be one of the honest research groups out here. There's others that have done some good work. There's some of them that have made some errors as well. But honest in that we have looked through the stuff and we keep coming up with the same conclusions. And oftentimes, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be looking behind the veil of the banking industry and then find certain types of criminals, and of course we know where they are. And then we'll look in behind the water companies of the world, the U.S. filters of the world, the Veolia companies of the world, the Suez Lyonnais des Eaux company, and you find the same people. And then you look into the retail industry and you find the same people. And then you look into the defense industry and you find the same people. And by the way, all those same people happen to be Ashkenazi Jewish people. Now, that doesn't mean all Jews are benefiting from all this stuff. But boy, oh boy, when you start looking to the top of all these groups and who's benefiting, it always ends up a person from the same group. And, you know, this it sounds incredible until you look at the details. And when you find out the details, oh, by the way, you want to know that your phone company, your new mobile phone companies, Vodafone and Deutsche Telekom and stuff, all very active in America and in Europe, are wholly owned Zionist companies. They have 25% of their stock floated on a public basis, and the rest of it is in private hands, and those private hands are Zionist Jewish owners, and that's the fact. And the media consolidation in France has been completed over here with Martin Bouygues and what's his name over there, Mr. Lagardère. Both of them from the Zionist community. It's all there, and we dig it up, and then people, you know, want to sully it with ridiculous fights, nonsensical claims, ludicrous accusations, and even the people we have claimed are not helping us. Oftentimes, I'll say somebody is a useful idiot. Next time I see something written about them, it says, Darryl Bradford Smith called somebody a Zionist. Well, I didn't call a lot of people Zionists. I called them useful idiots, or I called them helping the bad guys. In fact, I about half of the people that they claim I've called Zionists, I never have. Called them useful idiots, or said they were helping the bad guys. And so most of it is about lying and about trying to slander our work. Because basically they don't attack us for the research. Basically the research stands on its own and nobody can fight with the research, so what they try and do is destroy the messenger. Don't destroy me, I just want people to understand how this whole nutty process works, because it's not destroying me at all. I mean, basically, what I'm doing here is still trying to find out addendums and other informations here. It's trying to stay solvent on a daily basis, making 2 and 3 continent phone calls at the same time. You know, these things cost a lot of money, by the way. I mean, try to make a 3-way call from me in France to California, and then have somebody called in Britain, and then run that thing for an hour and tell me if you don't run up a bill. Trust me, it gets big. But I do it because I have this inner need to try and get this stuff out. And all this other stuff is distraction. So I want everybody that is interested in the truth to let's get off this nonsensical trip here and get back to the less distracting work of finding out who these criminals are. And if you have a religious belief, leave it at the door, because I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't care about it. I don't want to care about it. It's not interesting to me. And it doesn't help the cause that I'm fighting for. What I'm fighting for is to get these criminals who are killing and starting wars and robbing people's heritage from their country and destroying their families and polluting the world with depleted uranium. And these are the people I want stopped. The rest of that stuff has to stop and stay at the entry gate to your learning process on the French Connection. If you want to pick it back up when you leave, that's your business. But let's make this about factual evidence and stuff we can prove to others we know about. This is what this real goal is. It's what Bolin tries to do. It's what I think Eric and I have always worked to try to do. But of course we've sidetracked many times with some of this nonsense. We also try to let you know that there are people out there trying to divert you away from looking at these facts. And, of course, those same people, again, they'll try to destroy the messenger and they won't say anything about the message. Or then you'll have somebody like this knucklehead Andrew over there who'll just make up stuff. You know, he'll go and find his favorite Ashkenazi historian and he'll just throw the stuff out there in lie form. Basically, it's just nonsense. And, yes, that's you, Andrew, you moron. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen. That's the rant for today. We do have a guest tomorrow. And again, like I said, you know, there's a lot more to be discovered. And I look to many of you to help me do that. If you don't know it, many of the articles and information sent to me or Eric from you, after it's been read through, if we get a chance to do it, we actually put it up on the site because it's important stuff. As long as we've had a chance to vet its authenticity or its accuracy, we try to do that. But in the meantime, I want you to be well, and I will talk to you all again soon. Bye-bye now.